Understanding California Community Property. Welcome to Divorce Considered, a strategic divorce podcast by Divorcing Dorothy. California is a community property state. That phrase is often repeated, but rarely fully understood. Community property means that in general, assets and debts acquired during marriage are divided equally between spouses, regardless of who earned more income, whose name appears on the account, or who managed the finances. If it was earned, purchased, or accumulated during the marriage, it is typically part of the marital estate. Community property commonly includes income earned during the marriage, retirement contributions made during the marriage, real estate purchased during the marriage, business growth that occurred during the marriage, even debts accumulated during the marriage. Separate property, by contrast, generally includes assets owned prior to marriage, gifts or inheritances received individually, and property specifically excluded by a valid agreement. The distinction sounds simple. In practice, it is often complex. For example, a business started before marriage may still have a community property interest if it increased in value during the marriage. Retirement accounts may contain both separate and community components. Real estate may involve commingled funds. Misunderstanding this framework leads to unrealistic expectations and often to unnecessary litigation. Community property is not emotional. It is mathematical. The strategic question in a California divorce is not what feels fair. It is, what does the law require? Once you understand the structure, you can negotiate intelligently within it. Divorce considered means learning the architecture first and then making decisions with clarity. Clarity creates confidence. Preparation creates peace. Thank you for listening, and be sure to visit divorcingdorothy.com for more resources.